Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be here today. I'm definitely on the chilly side because we were kind of tricked this week with some 80-something degree weather, and now we're back down to the 50s, or it was this morning. I was cold. And I'm not complaining, but I could definitely tell there's a lot of pep in everybody's step because we're back to cool. And I know many of you are freezing, so I will not go on about it. However, I am sending you a ton of warmth, and I do hope you all are, embracing some of this. Stay warm, of course. Today is February the 17th, I hope. It is Monday at 12:03 p.m. I am super excited to come to you from crazy Central Florida. It's been a really interesting time here. We have a lot of things going on in the middle of the night and otherwise, but lots of things in the sky, lots of booms, lots of little bit of trembling. I've been woken up by more noise this week, I think, and I have in a long time. So there's a lot of activity in the sky here, and I'll keep you guys posted, but we had some more, what seems to be some otherworldly things. We still haven't figured it out, but over our heads at the house, and now they have little offspring lights going off of it. So it's very interesting and definitely has our attention to pay attention. I want to welcome all of you in here. If you're here for the first time, we have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. I want to ask all of you to come on in and settle in and ask questions as you feel you need to. I'm excited about taking your questions this morning. I know I see all of you coming in. So let me say good morning. Hello, Ms. Maya. Pamela, hi. Melinda, Suzanne. I know it's really cold up there and blustery. I heard that the winds were getting like 75 or something gusts. Terrible. Oh, Laura and Tara, hi. Nadine is sitting at the ocean. Lots of gratitude to you too with some wonderful news. And I'm definitely, yeah, Maureen said 60 there too. It's crazy. Definitely more Florida wind than you guys are, you know, we're used to that, but you guys are definitely not. So it's kind of topsy-turvy, and it just reminds us all, you know, I know you guys all enjoyed Mark this morning. It's always a tough act to follow. I know you all adore him, and it's so much fun to keep changing and growing and learning. And also, I want to shout out to my class over at 1-2 Academy, and I'll be there again, of course, tomorrow, Tuesday night. I posted a link in the chat room. We are having a great time over there. A lot of learning, a lot of refreshing energy and change, lots of new ways of looking at things, and also taking things into some of your practical reality as far as, you know, we have to blend the body, mind, and spirit, which I'm leaning more and more into, and definitely excited about sharing more along the way. So with that being said, I know you all don't hear me. I don't spend too much time on the planets because I told Mark I was ducking from Pisces this time because I have a ton of stuff getting activated right now. But at the same time, nobody's hiding behind that Mars retrograde in Cancer. And so I thought it would be fun to share along the way through the show and through your questions a little bit about the gifts of what I think the spirit of Mars going direct will bring all of you. And of course, it's really interesting when you, and I know you all as astrologers or psychics, you know, healers, empaths, whatever you feel, intuitives, whatever you feel you're comfortable with as you embody all of these amazing God-given gifts you have, or let's say the universe's gifts we carry, you know, we have to understand that we are affected as we absorb more and more through our journey here and our spiritual path and our growth. We absorb more and more energy from everything that we take on. And, you know, Mars and energy, Aries, Mars, the connection between the two, there's a lot of physicality. And of course, being in Cancer, that heightened emotional, I know you all felt the intensity of this cycle, and I am counting the days with you that it leaves. And I know all of you had experiences in a different way. And of course, the reason that happens in a different way, sometimes we feel like, oh, nobody really understands what we're going through, or nobody, or maybe we want to compare in the world and say, oh, that person isn't going through that, but this person isn't going through that. And things happen in different areas of our birth charts or different areas, maybe of society or the things that we're going through together. And so, individually, we all have certain things, and yet we can look at our sun sign more or less and our astrology and really understand that these planets are affecting us in different ways. I think the gifts of Mars going direct is in general, and we can get more specific as I talk to you. And please post your birthdays in the chat room for me too, so we can combine all of this as one. I'm laughing, Joni. I'm going to see you in a moment. The releasing of like the hesitation or the processing of our fear of feeling maybe a little insecure, of feeling a little bit, emotional about things, or maybe we were once, not really feeling it as deeply. I know I went through a little bit of that. I'm sure you have too. A little bit, of course, the retrogrades take us back to the past in some way, really embracing that. I think we were supposed to, I say this now as I've been forewarned, no, a lot of us slowing down, to really take care of ourselves and also things at home. And our emotional body is so very important when it comes to our physicality. So we tie all these things together, and we're seeing a lot of that. Come on in, everybody. I see you arriving. Yeah, she says, too intense. Are we going to get a break? So, yes, we're going to get a break. We're releasing some. And I tease Steve a little bit. And, you know, Mark's a Cancer. And sometimes you have to wait for them to figure out what their bottom line is as far as maybe decision making choices. And all of us, I think we're doing some of this. Should I? Shouldn't I? Will I or won't I? Perhaps like that, if we look at the crab going side to side as it scurries along through life, and then, you know, before it kind of takes a break, and then it comes back out, and then it'll nip you now and then if you don't watch out. And so I think some of that is going on. I think that I'm going to come in the room. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. But some of the gifts of Mars will... I feel like it's going to feel good no matter when you were born, but I also feel like there are a little bit of specifics here, you know? And I want to say, Joni, let me come to you first. Let me do it this way. Let's talk about Aries quickly, and then I'll go ahead and take a question, okay? Just the deeper connections that you're bringing into your life and your world ahead, the renewed drive to create more for you and the people that you love and your foundation, and maybe a move. If you're thinking about moving when Mars goes direct, you may want to think about it a little more, because you're either going to refurbish or redo something in your home, or really think about a move, okay? Also, I think so. I would say that the deeper connections you have forged look really, really positive moving forward. And you'll have a lot of less agitation, of course, Who has time for emotions, Aries, right? So I feel good about that. Joni, let me talk to you for a minute. She said, all is well and getting weller, as dear Louise would say. That is so true. And I'll talk to you. Louise was an interesting character, but the most amazing experience that I had, I've had a few with her, thanks to Mark and his generosity always, but I remember she used to come to my rescue, you know, and defend me a lot about the work that I was called to do, because that's really the place I love to be. And she was one person that really defended my honor in that way, because I really, it's hard. If you know me personally, it's hard to get me away from it, but the moments are far and few between, but once they are, you'll get all of my attention and love, you know? So she used to defend that in me, and I appreciated that a lot. And she was an interesting being. So thank you for mentioning her today. Joni, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tell you this. You are going to, and I say this lovingly, you're going to sharpen some edges. You're going to be razor focused. You're going to be moving forward. You're going to get super clear and your clarity is going to be overwhelming ahead. And I love that for you, and I see it strongly. And so please, and let us know. I just feel like boundaries are going to come to the forefront of your world coming up ahead. And I think it's a really, really good thing. So if you were hesitant, if you were feeling that hesitation, I do believe it's going to be no longer. You're going to get real matter of fact about what you want, and you're going to get it. So I say I want to say assertiveness would be the word. Okay. You come back and share. So Taurus, I feel like your communication will flow. You're going to carry, your words will carry so much more power. I feel really strongly about that. And a lot of your ideas that are close to your heart center and your emotional body, like I could almost see a little bit of inner and outer and I use the word rage very lightly because of course it's not damaging in any way, but I see this, like the inner and outer part of you comes to the forefront and really, really begin to share some of this. So whatever passion you built up is really going to come out. And I feel that. So some of the ideas that were closest to your heart will really come to light. And I really like that. I feel financial breakthroughs, of course, for Gemini. And if you think about where you are in the sky at the time of your birth or your sun sign specifically, I believe that's where we feel some of these direct planets when they start to come, you know, go direct after a long retrograde. And so that's where this is all coming from within my spirit. And I know you guys will catch on, and it's really good to learn in sequence of what is happening in the sky, because it really does help you day to day understand where you're at and why you're feeling. And sometimes just knowing you're not alone really does make a difference. So the financial opportunities are coming after a bit of a hold, and a lot of emotional stability will come. Okay. So I feel good about that. The more your emotions are definitely tied to your abundance. And so remember that as well. Okay. All right. Who am I coming to next here? Mary says, where do I begin? My daughter has T cell lymphoblastic lymphoma, and it all happened in 1 month's time while we were on vacation. To say that we were devastated as a family would be an understatement. Any prayers? We will definitely be praying for you guys. She said she cries many times daily, and she prays she will survive because she's only 38 with four little ones. She says also it's beyond comprehension and let alone acceptance. Any good messages will greatly be appreciated. And I'm crying as I write this. I am so, so sorry for you. I know it's so much. I don't even have words. And I do have so much heart tied to this. There's so many things I could say, so many things I want to say. I also really believe wholeheartedly that there is a specific treatment for her. And of course, I'm not a doctor. I am not God is by no means or any means or any kind of and give it to him because he can create miracles. There's no question. I feel like there's something now, two things I'm getting for her, honey. One thing is a research matter, and the other one is already in existence. So there will be a couple of different pathways that she will follow, okay? So let me just take a peek. My heart goes out to you as a mom, and I can't even imagine. When something comes up so quickly like that, it's really numbing. I know that, but I really do believe that there is something out there for her. And I'm going to take a peek. Mary, if you could post her birthday for me in the chat room, I'd really appreciate it. Feel like they're really at the I feel like they're on time though. I mean there's never a good time, let's face it, but what I mean by that is there are some things in the works where she's actually in the, it's almost like coming to the forefront of some good research, and also it's in the now. So one of the and sometimes timing is everything, as you know. Let me just say now. Right, here we go. We are definitely going to hold her close. And they are also, they're going to have a treatment for her, and I'm going to stick with what I'm saying. And I want to leave it at that. I feel really, it's going to get scary. Of course, it's very scary now. It gets, you know, it's a very hard topic. It is a very hard, difficult situation, of course, but really see there is something, there's a light and there is treatment. And I really mean this. There are some people I see in the room surrounding you right now that are really, really knowledgeable on, I see Maureen's comment. I see Suzanne. There are some people in the world here in our world that are very knowledgeable about things like this. And, I'm sure they're there, to be a big support, but I really do feel like there's something coming for her that's going to shed some light and healing. And I really mean that. It's something she's has to go through, but I definitely feel that. So it changes. So you remember what I'm saying to you, that it's going to get darker before it gets brighter, and then it's going to get bright. Okay. So let's leave it at that and really try to surrender and try to believe and have faith in God that she will heal. And I have a lot of hope for her. And that's a very good thing. All right. And I know you do too. You got to hang on to that for now. All right, everybody, let's come back. Let's talk about cancer, because it is going to be a time for them. And let's talk about your personal power and empowerment returning, of course, with Mars going direct. And you're going to take action on something you waited a long time for. I also feel like you're going to stand firm in your needs and getting them met. And I love that. And definitely moving forward on some things that you could not, you know, you couldn't have recently. It's interesting because it feels like there was a lot of setup and change. Like it's not really a silent change, but a lot of changes were created. I will say that. And now you're going to activate those changes into really forward positive movement. Leo, while I'm at it, Lois, I'm looking at you on the cusp there for both. So we'll go ahead and get into that. That creative passion, a realignment with your intuition, and it becomes sharp. And you're going to go in more into some leadership, or someone's going to want you more into some leadership. And I also feel like the emotional growth that you've experienced in this time will now be put to use towards other, like, new projects or a renewed project or something like that. And I love that for you. And let me come in and check on you guys. You're going to have to remind me where I am along the way here, but we'll get there. Let me just go ahead and come on in. Virgo, I see a social surge of connecting with others, which is not, of course, your standard. I also feel like your collaborations, connections, you're going to really be open to collaborating now where you once may have not, or maybe recently you were in a little hermit mode, which is okay. And I love that. And I do feel like you have a lot of things ahead. Nadine, thank you. I see that. Mary, you're so welcome. It's okay. And I know, and lean into your support everywhere you can. I think that you all know by now, I had a lifetime, you know, I guess Sydney's going to be 30 now, but facing what once could have been a very different story, you know, gave me a lot of people say, I don't know how you did that, really, because we lost a lot of people along the way. And she was really lucky at the end of the day. But for a very long time, I didn't think I'd have her long. And you all know that. And it's a very different element for a mother to have to live that way. My heart is with you fully. It's definitely hard. You have to embrace every moment. You have to really trust God and have faith in, or whatever your higher power, you know, you have to lean into it so deeply and just keep surrendering that and really pray for that. The other thing is, or meditate, whatever you say, whatever your terminology is in your heart is where you go. Lean into that. But the cure, there is some kind of treatment for her. And I have seen so many things possible now. After 20, 30 years ago, it was never possible, you know? And now we always used to say never. And now look at what the world is doing to heal these things and to at least give quality longevity around these things that were terrible. And so we have to hope into that for her, okay? And I really believe that. We had some good news for a few of you this week also around this, and this is a heavy topic right now. You know, the Cancer energy is very maternal, and we tend to lean into that maternal energy, especially, but you know, with Mars going retrograde there, it was like, I don't know, there was just so many things to back up on and really take a deep look at, you know? So Virgo, anyway, you're going to enjoy yourselves a little bit more. You're out and about, and I love that for you. Libra, I know there are a few of you in here. I see that your career will see a lot of movement. I think your ambition and your ambition is going to lead to recognition, and I can't say it any stronger. And so you've been waiting for a while, and you've been kind of stale or stuck in this area, and now you're going to really skyrocket. And I definitely feel this fully. And thank you, Lois. I see that. You're going to have total alignment in your career where maybe lately you felt you hadn't. And I also love that for you. You're way overdue, Libra. Okay. All right, let's come back into the group and let's take a look. Good morning to everyone coming in. I'm so glad you're here. And I want to take more of your questions.
Ms. Perez, I see you. Good morning. I will be getting to Scorpio momentarily, but let me go ahead and find Denise. Lots of Pisces energy right now, Mark. I know he gave you a good education on that, and I'm sure it was a fun one. All right. She says this is the last time. I doubt it. The last time I'll talk about home buying. There are only two models left, the one I want. Otherwise, I have to go for a smaller one. I'm going for the bigger one. It'll be nice to move. I love October. And I believe that you're getting some support from the universe. She's tired of playing small. I love that too. Do I have any good vibes? I think it's time. I have a tear in my eye, actually, for like in a good way, you know? So I think my spirit's talking to me about it because I think I kicked and screamed against you for a minute, for a little while, maybe a couple of years, but I know you're ready. I think it'll expand you in ways that you have not comprehended before. And I think that it's time. And the only thing is, I am a little bit fussy until next week. If you can, do you have to do it today? And at the same time, I guess no time is a better time, but where are we? Oh, Pisces. When the sun goes into Pisces, I like that. If you can hold out a minute or try to say, oh, you know, we'll do this. I feel like signing on the dotted line, maybe a few more days. But it's up to you. I'm good with it. I think you can lock them down to make them wait for that signature in a few days, right? If you give a little money like this, I think that. Let's take a look ahead, okay? I feel like this is a good time for you, though. And I think I was a little bit of a brat about it before because I didn't really want you to take a premature leap. And now I know it's going to lead to so many other things. And I feel like the way you're going to do your space is so adorable because you're going to do it slowly and really come up with creative ways to decorate and stuff. I love it. All right, Denise, let's take a peek here. She can hold out until next weekend. Very good. Okay, we dropped a card, so I have to go get it now. And it is the Knight of Cups, which is a very good card. I have a really strong feeling about this house. So your cards are also backing me here. Guys, I'm a little fidgety today. I apologize if you hear me scooching around. Since you've passed the universe's tests with some flying colors, I want you to make sure you uncover all of the details. And also, you're going to trip over someone that is actually going to be significant in your future. So let's see how it goes, okay? I like it. I also want to talk to you about the numbers and stuff, so maybe we connect later. But the bottom line is, I feel like you're doing the right thing, okay? And I think another opportunity is going to come, but you're going to meet somebody too. Out of this whole thing, this is how I feel about it. And I hope that helps. And you're definitely in alignment with another human that I know that you're going to share an identical story. And I don't know. I feel like this. It's very, very clear. So good for you. Congratulations. Thank you for holding out a few more days, but I think it'll be better. Because I want you to have a few questions. I feel like you have questions for them and you could write them down and ask a lot of questions. Okay. There's a few things you need to know. Okay. Very good. And congratulations, but we'll congratulate you next week when it's over. Okay. Let me see who's next. Where were we, guys? Scorpio? Oh, a big shift in your belief systems. Ms. Perez, you probably kind of know and are tuning in. I feel like that you got your tuner is fine. You're fine tuning. I could tell you're listening to the universe. Very much so, actually. Your intuition is like bouncing off of your desk over there. I definitely feel that strongly. You're probably, you know, when we get into a psychic place like this, it's like the zing. I always say they're zingers, but it's like things are pinging off you almost. And you know these things are going on, or you're flashing, or you're getting these instantaneous hits. And I love that. And I feel like you're, it's, I want to say, first and foremost, don't ignore your intuition. But now let me see, when Mars goes direct now, there's going to be a lot of clarity, and you're going to be called to a new spiritual journey. And with that said, if you have an opportunity to travel, whether short or long distance, for something so around your growth, I feel like you should. I also believe that you're going to be learning something new, even if it's at home, on, you know, remote, whatever. That looks really good for you also. And for all you Scorpios, I see a few in the room. So thank you for being here. And I think your intuition is going to be crazy good. And I love that. Sagittarius, I feel a boost in, and I'm thinking about a couple of you very, very loud and clear, but you're going to see a boost in your finances as well, like your Gemini other half. And I also feel like you're focusing, and if any of you, and you can chime in, please, all, any of you, please chime in as I go along this road here. But, you know, we have a time where we're really paying attention to clearing our karma and cleaning up our karma. And I do believe this is a good time for you to do so. I also feel like you may feel like you're free of something or someone. I feel a lot of that. I also see a lot of matters, tended matters, maybe to get your business in order in other ways. And if I think about that, I think about the Scorpio ruled house, you know, just to tend to your security and things like that. Any kind of emotional, emotional debt, karmic debt. I don't use the word karma as much anymore, because it's kind of a tricky word and you can use it in so many contexts. But in this manner, if you have any emotional karma, as far as maybe you hurt someone along the way in an intimate relationship, whether they, or maybe they hurt you, there's a lot of clearing and cleaning up around that, decluttering your emotional closet. Okay. So that feels really, really good. And what's going to happen is you're going to be able to access more spirit, more generosity from others, because you're such a generous spirit. Maybe you feel like you get the short end of the stick a little bit, but now you're going to be able to access so much more abundance from the universe and the external forces in your life. So even other people are going to be feeling this. But you look really, really good. Okay. Ms. Perez, you're so adorable. She's like, she's definitely in tune. I feel like you have this fine tuner over there in your space. Like, okay. It's almost like the when you put the telephone to the door, you can hear it all. I feel that right now. Yeah. Like the old, the cup with the string. That's you in the universe. I like it. Sharin, good morning to you. Laura, good morning. I hope you're feeling well. Rebecca, hi to you too. So nice to see you all. My godson is here. Good morning, Mr. Tyler. Nice to see you as well. Michelle, hi to you too. All right, guys. Lori Love is in the chat room this morning. Good morning, Lori. All right. And I know, Lori, you guys know she's coming up at the top of the hour. Okay. Go ahead and post any questions you may have. I'm going to finish this up. Capricorn, I would say it's the beginning or an end to the relationships in your life as you know them. I also feel a lot of intensity in this way. I feel there's a lot of decisive action where before there may have been like, you know how Mark Husson always shares with you guys that it's 50%, you're 50% the same as the opposite sign and 50% different. So it's like that. Acting like the Cancer, you're going to look, and there's, if you're facing a commitment issue or commitment question, should I commit to this person or thing or not? I think you're going to be really decisive soon enough. So when Mars goes direct, it's going to give you the gift of decisive action. And this really is about yourself and others as well. So if you were a little wishy-washy, then that'll be dissipating, and then you'll make some really strong decisions, okay?
Okay.
Love this for Aquarius. Newfound focus on your health and really fine-tuning your body, your physicality, the way you're taking care of yourselves, you're upgrading, uplifting, this kind of thing, a little energy boost. And I really do feel that way. Renewing nutrition. And also brand new habits or daily habits that are going to serve a purpose in the future. And I like that as well. I also believe that you will, it's like an empowering time. Every little change that you make towards your health is definitely giving you more empowerment. So you're kind of, it's okay to pat yourself on the back and feel good about yourself also, because it's so very important that this part of you is accessed. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking about Pluto, of course, in Aquarius, and this makes a lot of sense that these changes would come, and then Mars is going to just put it all into action for you. Moving forward. I like it. All right. Pisces. I hope C.A. Brooks is listening. I'm teasing you guys. I see a lot of pregnancy. I see pregnancy, but let's look at how it can come through. We could say the birthing of a new idea, giving birth to an old idea, pregnancy meaning pregnancy, a romantic pregnancy, or a sense of more romance and creativity. And of course, any kind of artistic expression can also, it's like giving birth after carrying a baby for 9 months, or perhaps deciding to, okay? So I'm only teasing you guys, but I do feel this. So if you're trying to conceive a child, that seems pretty lucky to me. And I actually have another baby coming in this room. I'm telling you guys right now, if someone isn't newly pregnant or waiting to hear if somebody is, they're going to be very, very soon. So it could be yourself or someone very close to you, all right? And you'll come back and tell me. I feel a baby coming. So let's see how that unfolds. All right. Anne, it's so nice to see you. Morning to you. I think it's going to be good. You guys will know I've been kicking and screaming through this one myself. So I'll be excited for it to end. All right. Let's go forward. You know, when you have a lot of energy from the planets that are going in, you know, some, and we rise above all this stuff, guys, like day to day. This is what the funny thing is about retrogrades, that we have to tell ourselves and really live. And we all do it. is that we always make it to the other side of it, but we also have a good laugh. We have more to laugh about in life, and we also have more to learn. And I think it's really, really important to do all these things. So I'll be breathing easy, and I'm sure you will too. So I'm glad that that's good news. I feel pretty good about all this stuff. Melinda says, any word about my home? Let's take a look. And moving. I feel some of you are kicking and screaming to move. And I feel some Pisces energy also, but I also feel Virgo energy, Melinda. So somewhere in all that, let's just take a look at you, okay?
All right, let's take a peek.
I see that happiness is definitely awaiting you. The only thing is, and I feel really comfortable about the peace, it what it's saying is to keep creating more peace within you and your home. So as things calm a little bit on both fronts, I feel really good about that. So it's almost like they want you to, I don't know if you have a little sacred space for yourself where you meditate, manifest things like this. You know, the old Italian in me says some St. Joseph statue in the ground. If you know anything about it, please research that. It really does. I know this is so silly because I was definitely raised Italian, but it really, the saints sometimes are our helpers and they really can help us out in some things. So I do like St. Joseph and see how that resonates with you though, you know. I feel too. Now, Melinda, you tell me this. Why am I getting a double? I feel a double-edged sword or two choices or two pathways. Like it's not a definitive yet. But I feel like, and I get the Two of Pentacles, so I always say, well, have you decided where you want to be? Are there any decisions you are still trying to make? Because I see a lot of clarity coming in 2 months. So 2 months is my time frame all the way around, because I'm also seeing 9 weeks, which is close enough. They're giving me both. So that's really an April I'm getting in my head and in your cards. Also a little bit on the financial piece, maybe letting go of the fear a little bit, or perhaps, not being, it's almost like hanging on too tight. They're saying yes, of course, money is important for all of this stuff, but they're saying not to hang on to it too tightly, or maybe welcome more abundance, be more free in your thinking about it in that, financial stability follows like this. So maybe like a little bit of a letting go of certain ideas or notions that you had. So what I'm giving you an example, if something is 400,000 and somebody offers you, you know, 380 or whatever, I'm just throwing numbers out. Then, you know, think about it kind of taking a little step back to move 100,000 steps forward, you know. Or on the other extreme, if you go towards a house and it's a little higher than you want it, I really think it's okay. And you won't hear me saying that too. It sounds easier said than done, but I'm really feeling this and I really mean this. So when we look at the cards and the energy of the cards, we look at the difference between the Four of Pentacles and the Six of Pentacles and lean towards the Six. So I feel like it's going to you're going to have a big breakthrough around this. Okay. So please come back and let us know, especially in the month of April, what's going on, and we'll take another look. Okay. But I do feel good about that month specific. And I really feel confident that something's going to pop in I think again, Pisces and both Pisces energy, Virgo energy, very strong around you. So we're coming into that Pisces season. Let's see how it plays out. All right. Good morning, Charlene. She says, she's put the call out to the universe for fresh ideas and ready to start something new. She's a Pisces. Love that. Take a look at you. We have a few new moms in here. Kat, good morning to you also. And I have another one in here. I swear one of you are, I know everybody's going to be like, it's not me, but I feel someone close to you. All right, let's take a peek here. Or yourself. I almost feel like somebody had a baby and now they're going to have another one pretty quickly. Or somebody close to you. Okay, guys. All right. I'm on a baby kick. So let me get off of that. Let's come back in. Charlene, let's take a look at you. All right, here we go. Okay. Yes, two choices. Okay, excuse me one second, Charlene. Let me just finish, Melinda. Yeah, why are there two choices that I'm getting that are so strong? Your inner spirit, like there's something about this that's very good. If you want to share, I'll go ahead and help you a little further so we have a little more clarity. But I do see these two choices. So it's really coming up strongly. And the spirit, it's like a spiritual, this internal spiritual force almost is going to bring a lot of clarity. But if you want to share more, please go ahead. Okay, Charlene, let me look at you now. She's ready to start something new. Journaling. A couple different things coming up for you. Your outcome looks really good too. You know, I have some messages all over the place for you. Try not to be too hard on yourself. Try not to get frustrated. I think when we want something badly or we want something new, we kind of kick and scream, you know, and then it's like, oh, forget it. I just like surrender it. You would do so well studying some heritage or not even genetics, more like ancestry stuff, like really cool stuff I see coming in. And even like from childhood and things like that, I feel like nurturing children's book ideas, something like this, something very healing around this. Even if you write a children's book for your own childhood or yourself, you know, something fun like that or creative. I feel a lot of purpose around that, a lot of healing energy. Then what happens is when we start to heal and we all forget and how soon we forget that we open up a can of worms when we start to heal things. And then we get a little annoyed and then we feel stuck again because we're healing something again. And these things go on in cycles. For you, writing, journaling, embracing some of that past experience, your childhood experiences, lessons learning like this, everything looks really good. And yes, you will have a moment where we talk about this and then moving right along, new ideas, da da da. And then you get stuck again one more time because maybe you feel like you've uncovered something you're a little uncomfortable with and you're not really ready to fully deal with, but then you deal with it and everything is like shiny and new again. And so I think you're going to really kick it into gear around something creative like this. And I see a lot of happiness. And I know there's some heavy planets in Pisces right now. But they're also very creative and determined and functional, you know? And so, and that I believe that that node in the sky following your inner star, I pulled the star card also. I really like that. So you're going to follow some new mission only after you kick, scream, and yell, of course, for being stuck a tiny bit longer, but then it's going to clear. And I hope that helps. Okay. Yeah. I think habits are going to change for you as well. And I don't know what I mean by that, but I really see renewal in that way also. Okay. All right, let's take a peek, finish up here. I can't believe we're only 1 minute away from the end here. Now I want to, Quelly, good morning to you also. Hello, hello. They're scrambling all your messages. So if Melinda, I'll come back to you. I promise you next week, I do not see you. So I just... I know we're getting close to leaving each other. I know you're also going to have an amazing Monday. I think we have 6 days left till that retrograde's over. I'm so excited. I know you will be too. I'm also excited to return to 1-2 Academy tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific. So I'll see you guys there. And of course, over at 12listen.com, I'm excited to do readings later. I do believe we have a little Scorpio energy going on, so it's a very psychic moon. Don't snap at others before you stop to take a breath, because I think it's a little snappy right now. And definitely try to learn something new today. I feel good about that. Even if it's the tiniest word, you know, do something different for yourselves. Fuel and feed yourselves and your spirit, okay? You guys are going to have a fun hour. Lori Love is here. She's coming up next at the top of the hour, followed by the rest of our Monday amazing lineup. Serena, thank you so much for being here. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.